W252 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. A sixth Memphis police officer has been relieved of duty connected with that arrest of Tyree Nichols, who died 3 days later at a hospital. Nichols' family believed all officers involved should be charged in his death.
It was very, very hard to watch the video and to see them do what they did to my son. And I think that all of them should pay.
Nichols' stepfather, Rodney Wells. President Biden in Baltimore announcing a $4 billion project to replace an aging rail tunnel.
If this line shuts down in just one day, it would cost the country over $100 million.
It is funded by the bipartisan infrastructure law. Secretary of State Antony Blinken today in Israel meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu. A search for survivors continues at the scene of a suicide bomb that hit a mosque inside a police compound in Peshawar, Pakistan. It killed at least 59 people. This is ABC News. The CEO of TikTok is set to testify before Congress.
Popular video sharing app TikTok is facing growing backlash on Capitol Hill as lawmakers cite concerns that the Chinese-owned platform could share user data with China's government. Republican Senator Josh Hawley has proposed a nationwide ban on TikTok, citing national security risks. In March, TikTok's CEO will now testify to lawmakers for the first time. The House Energy and Commerce Committee says the hearing will cover TikTok's privacy and data security practices, the platform's impact on kids, and its relationship with the Chinese Communist Party. Elizabeth Scholze, ABC News, Washington.
Lisa Loring, who played TV's first Wednesday Addams in the 1960s series The Addams Family, has died. Loring's representative confirming to ABC News she passed away on Saturday surrounded by family. Loring first starred as Wednesday when she was 6 years old. That role has attracted new attention with the success of Netflix's series Wednesday. Loring was 64. Andy Field, ABC News.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a while, Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a while, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
About drinking beer. I know very little about brewing beer, but it is a science.
Is there ever any danger, Sam, of anything blowing up in my kitchen if I decide to homebrew?
I think the worst thing that can happen is probably, you know, some exploding bottles.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin! Happy Monday! It is almost the end of January, January 30th, 2023. Welcome to the snow globe. I got stuck. This morning, I almost did not make it to Waukesha.
No kidding.
Because this is one of those reminders when I haven't been back long enough and I haven't been an adult working and living through winter for long enough, because we finally got a big dump of snow. And I went to leave my driveway this morning, forgetting to look that the snow plow had come again and left a big pile of snow in our driveway, despite the fact that we had shoveled yesterday. And so luckily my husband was still home and helped shovel me and push me out, and I am here on time.
I think they get points. I think snowplow drivers get points.
Points for what?
For blocking people in.
You think that's part of the game?
You know how we play, at least in radio stations, we would play different bingo games. Like at State Fair, if you were broadcasting live from State Fair and there would be boxes that you're trying to check, you know, people buying dozen cream puffs that they probably shouldn't have. And I think snowplow drivers have a bingo card.
Maybe.
Just to keep things interesting.
Exactly. And so I made it here. We're alive. We're going to get started. We have a great week of shows planned. Later today, we're going to have Alan Borsick join us, who is currently a senior fellow at Marquette Law School doing policy. But he worked at Milwaukee Journal Sentinel for 30 years, a big chunk of that being the education beat reporter, and still writes pretty frequently for Milwaukee Journal Sentinel different pieces on education. And so I thought, with what a central role schools and education is going to play, not only in budget negotiations for this year, but also we have a ton of school board elections coming up. Having such a expert as him on to kind of lay the foundation and kind of explain some of the things that may be more policy wonky than any of us typically wrap our head around when it comes to education. He will be here at 12:30 to talk to us about that. And then we're gonna have some fun in the third hour. Funny hour. I think it's gonna stick.
I like it.
It's sticky.
The more I hear it, the more I like it.
The more it's ridiculous. It feels fitting. So thank you, Greg Bach. But for this hour, you know, we didn't talk about it really at all last week. And then Friday came, and it felt like we couldn't at least not talk about it this morning. And so I think for the better part of this hour, we're going to be talking about Tyre Nichols and the videos that got released on Friday and where we go from here, because I didn't watch it. Jane, did you choose to watch?
Yeah, I couldn't handle it.
Yeah. And there's a lot of different ways I want to go with this, but let's start with who he was. Cause I think what was good, albeit very sad, was how many videos I saw circulating instead of the video of him being beaten to death. And there was one in particular, he was a big skateboarder.
Right.
And so videos of him just skateboarding in the park. And I think videos of his different photography and people sharing his photography website, because from everything known, it seems like he was a really decent, average human being who worked at FedEx with his stepdad. He was a father of a 4-year-old. I read different reports on him and how important it was to him for him to be a really good dad, knowing that he was a young dad. He lived in Sacramento for a while before the pandemic and then moved back to Memphis to be closer to his mom. He had a tattoo of his mom's name. And he was literally on his way home from taking pictures of the sunset.
And he was just blocks from home.
He was 80 yards away from his house. And it is, and I chose not to watch the video because I think as soon as last week, I said, I don't do torture scenes in movies, in like fictional movies. And so watching a real life video of monsters getting off on beating someone to a pulp, like I can read about it. I don't actually need to see it. And I understand the reasoning behind his family wanting it to be released.
Oh, I do too.
Because, I mean, it's the same thing as far as Emmett Till's mother wanting an open casket, right? And the reality of how brutal and how monstrous this situation was. And the fact that they had the audacity, because it's one thing, you know, with this call for more body cams and accountability, they didn't even turn their body cams off. The audacity and the power trip that they were on, that they thought they would just get away with this, that they could leave their body cams on, is unbelievable.
The other thing that jumped out to me that I saw yesterday for the first time was that the 5 officers, and now there's been a 6th who has also, I believe, been fired. But those 5 officers who have lost their jobs, they've only been on the force for 2 to 5 years.
Really?
Yeah. So they're relatively new. And because of that relative newness, any changes in policing and police training, they should have been undergoing that.
Well, it's also, there's obviously this was the most talked about story over the weekend. I mean, at least for me, I couldn't open Twitter or Instagram or anything without seeing commentary or new articles about this.
Right.
And a lot of it, or one of the comments I saw fairly often is how ill-trained the police even seemed like they were. Like they accidentally pepper sprayed each other. In 13 minutes, he was given 71 different commands.
Yeah, I saw that this morning.
Most of the time, and they were conflicting. And there were things that he couldn't even follow. It's like, get on the ground when he was already on the ground.
Right.
And so, I think what's struggling right now, what I'm struggling with right now is, to a certain extent, there's been some accountability. 5 have been fired and charged with, I mean, not only just second degree murder, but kidnapping. And what was the other? It's 3 different charges that the 5 police officers have gotten. Two more who were on the scene have not been fired yet, but are being investigated and are on leave. And the entire task force that these guys were on, called Scorpion,
right,
has been disbanded. Scorpion, which stands for Street Crimes Operation to Restore Peace. Seems like a dumb name. Peace in our neighborhoods. What a ridiculous, ironic name.
Moniker.
Yeah. To restore peace. And this is what people on that task force were doing. But already the U.S. Department of Justice has opened an investigation to determine if the officers violated Nichols' civil rights. Memphis Police Chief Davis has promised to fully cooperate. So it's like, to a certain extent, it doesn't seem like anyone's necessarily being protected. The police union, I've heard, is cooperating. But yet it also simultaneously doesn't feel like it's enough. And I think that's where I'm left, is the... because I think this opens up so many conversations about... because the five officers were also Black, there's this, like... we're so used to this being the other way around,
right?
Where it is a white officer and a Black body and a Black person that is being beaten, shot, you know, pulled over for without cause. Because right now, not only... there's no proof of it from any dash cams that he was even driving recklessly.
Because that was what they said originally.
And this is what makes me wonder what will end up coming out as far as, did one of the cops know this guy?
Oh.
Because that ended up coming out with Derek Chauvin and George Floyd. They worked together. Because this feels like, how brutal this sounds like it was, it feels like there was more there than just a random, or can people actually be that vicious?
You're kind of saying that it seemed like it was personal.
Yes. I mean, I have no idea. I haven't read anything that alludes to that. But how does this happen? How do you not, like, why this guy, why this car, if there's no proof so far that there's been any sort of proof that shows that he was actually driving recklessly? He didn't, when they say he didn't comply, it was after they were already like tasing him and beating him that he tried to get away because he was 80 yards away from his house and calling for his mother. And it's just, what else was he supposed to do?
And also, just so many disturbing aspects of this. No one said anything. And there were more than the five who were involved, because more officers ended up on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
And no one said, okay, maybe, you know, he's down. It's enough. Let's go.
I know. All right. Well, we're going to keep talking about this. If you would like to join the conversation, you are welcome to do so. 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit, we're in shape, we are tight, we are muscular, we are attractive for our ages, and we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Third Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. A wind chill advisory continues until 10 a.m. this morning. Lows around 12 below overnight. Under clear skies, winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 10 above. Lows dip down to about 5 above tomorrow night. Partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 2 below.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. We are having a tough but necessary conversation to start this Monday morning on the Tyree Nichols video that was released on Friday, all four of them. It was a combination of body cameras and another camera that was on a utility pole. And I did not watch it. My husband watched it and my sister-in-law watched it on Friday. And they both were like, yeah, I don't know if they regretted watching it, but they were pretty shooken up after seeing it. I totally get why the family thought that this was so important. And, you know, they did call for
calm.
And it sounds like it was for the most part. I mean, I don't know if you saw any other reports than I did, but certainly there were protests. I think there was across at least a dozen cities, certainly in Memphis. There was protests over the weekend. And in Memphis, they temporarily blocked highways. And I think 1,000 Georgia National Guards were activated in Atlanta. But as far as I can tell, I didn't hear of anything becoming violent or destructive. And there was heavy police presence, but as far as protests kind of staying in line with making your voice heard instead of burning anything or hurting anyone. There was a protest in Milwaukee. It was sponsored by Milwaukee Alliance Against Racist and Political Repression, along with some other groups. And there was family members of other Black men who have been murdered by cops in Milwaukee. And they gathered at Red Arrow Park and then marched down State Street and Wisconsin Avenue and then stopped in front of the Milwaukee Police Department headquarters and made speeches and call for justice. And it's so horrific. And I think the mistake here is to once again say that this was just bad apples. I saw once a great explanation of really taking the bad apple metaphor to its logical conclusion, which is when you have fruit that is rotting, you remove it as quickly as possible.
Yes.
Because the rot spreads to the other fruit. And if you don't remove it, the whole batch will get ruined. And if you it goes to the logical conclusion in the same thing in police departments or any position of power where the ethos is you protect one another.
Right.
No matter what wrongdoing happens, you don't snitch. Your police union goes to the mat for you. and you can largely do whatever you want.
Texter from the 414 checking in. This beating brings to mind, if there hadn't been video, would we ever have heard of this happening? Makes me wonder if it's like this in 2023. How bad was it before we had body cams? I believe many beatings and killings were done yesteryear because police were able to get away with it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's been said multiple times as far as the... Because that was what was so shocking. I was pretty young, but with Rodney King and that being before everyone had a phone. And so it really was one of the first times that such an obscene beating of someone happened and was caught on camera, right? And there's just something, like, what is it in people, whether you're a police officer or anyone that is capable of that amount of violence in such an unfair fight?
I heard various other talking heads talking about this, and one implied that it's peer pressure, and you're not going to be the one to go against the group and say, stop this. So for the five of them who were there, because it takes courage. It takes courage to say, no, this is wrong. And for someone to step up and say, no, this is wrong.
And it's just like group, like mob mentality.
It's groupthink that.
It's groupthink.
It just becomes groupthink.
And because I'm a very nonviolent person. And so it's hard to put myself in their shoes or any shoes that could ever think to like throw haymakers at someone who can barely stand up by themselves.
Who's on the ground, kicking people in the head who are on the ground.
And I think it's like, is it a chicken or the egg situation? Is it someone who is prone to that kind of violence, who is drawn to be in a position of power? And there's no real mechanisms to keep someone like that from having a position of power? Or is it something that you become, you know, people become a police officer thinking that they want to do good and serve their community, and then because of the
atmosphere
and the environment and the culture of protecting one another and the culture of groupthink and mob mentality and stuff infects people. And I've never been a cop. I don't know that many cops. I think, I've met some, but I don't have anyone in my life who is like someone close who is a cop. But I think it's, once again, we're in the situation where what now? Beyond the ramifications that will happen for the officers involved, which is happening, does this go back to Congress and actually have any real like forward momentum? We're going to talk about that more when we come back. If you have input or thoughts on this, 844-967-2789. This is Ask Us Wisconsin.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. A sixth Memphis police officer has been relieved of duty connected with that arrest of Tyre Nichols, who died 3 days later at a hospital. Nichols' family believed all officers involved should be charged in his death.
It was very, very hard to watch the video and to see them do what they did to my son. And I think that all of them should pay.
Nichols' stepfather, Rodney Wells. President Biden in Baltimore announcing a $4 billion project to replace an aging rail tunnel.
If this line shuts down in just one day, it would cost the country over $100 million.
It is funded by the bipartisan infrastructure law. Secretary of State Antony Blinken today in Israel meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu. A search for survivors continues at the scene of a suicide bomb that hit a mosque inside a police compound in Peshawar, Pakistan. It killed at least 59 people. This is ABC News.
Are you an experienced maintenance technician? Do you wish you felt valued at your current position? If you answered yes to both questions, then say yes to PepsiCo of Oshkosh. PepsiCo rarely has maintenance openings. Most employees have been there more than 14 years, but PepsiCo is hiring right now and has three openings for experienced maintenance technicians. As a global top employer 3 years in a row, PepsiCo pays way above average, and you can't beat the benefits. Free continuing education, tuition reimbursement, and an account balance pension plan, legit free money from the company to you. Plus, PepsiCo is committed to reducing the global carbon footprint through a PEP-positive corporate responsibility program. You're invited to the PepsiCo Job Fair on Wednesday, February 1st from 8 to noon, Thursday, February 2nd, 1 to 5, at the PepsiCo plant, 2541 West 20th Avenue in Oshkosh. Find more information at PepsiCoJobs.com or call 1-800-236-3720. You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
You've kept up with the times. For example, you're fluent in texting.
Honey, what does IGTTSWA mean?
It means I'm going to the store, want anything.
If you can do that, you can definitely save for retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org for a quick 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. Get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. And it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Check out aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates.
The plaintiff, Donald J. Trump, hereby serves his suit against the defendants, Hillary Clinton and her cohorts, orchestrated an unthinkable plot, one that shocks the conscience and is an affront to the nation's democracy. This week on Fox.
You know what I mean? Like you're throwing a few too many adverbs and adjectives in this sentence.
One man, one mission Donald Trump gets made fun of. This is Watergate 2.
Making radio great again.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We got Jane Matinere on the board. No matter where you're listening, thank you for tuning in. And a reminder that if you miss any part of today's show, you can always listen to the podcast, which you can find at asgoeswisconsin.com/listen or wherever you find podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher. And as always, you can join the conversation at 844-967-2789. And we've been talking this hour about the Tyre Nichols videos and the response to those videos, the ramifications for the police officers who have been charged. They've been released. They made bond, but they have been charged. And there is now going to be an investigation from the U.S. Justice Department. And I certainly don't think this will be a blip in the news cycle. I hope it's not. But it's interesting as we you know, a different major detail in this story compared to the ones we've seen. You know, it's been 11 years since, I guess, Trayvon Martin wasn't a police officer, but it wasn't killed by a police officer. But in the 2 decades, I think, of this feeling like it happens, a big story like this happens multiple times a year, where someone who wasn't doing anything gets murdered. And I remember, because this has brought up the conversation, and because the five officers involved were also Black, the conversation of how much of this is because the uniform is racist, not the individual people. And I remember after the University of Virginia Tiki Torch
March.
That was 2017, 2018. That really bugged me. And so I ended up out of my own money paying to go do this 3-day anti-racism course.
Oh, wow.
In New York. And everyone else in the course was like mandated to be there because they were teachers or social workers, but I was just voluntarily there. And it was fascinating. I learned so much. And part of the policing came up as part of this, as part of the conversation. And the trainers, the people who were teaching the course, even back then said the same thing. And in that communities of color, if you're going to get stopped by a police officer, you would actually prefer for them to be white.
Really?
Because if, especially in a situation where they being the officers of color have something to prove.
Oh, to their department.
To their department. And that was the first time I had heard that phrase was in that training course that I went through, which was that it's not the individual cops that are racist, it's the uniform. And even in this conversation that's now happening, experts say that the victim's race plays a way bigger part than the officer's race when looking at altercations with the police. And so we're back at the point of what can we do about how we keep communities safe? And there's now renewed calls for Congress to address police reform. And so on the Sunday shows, yesterday, there was different officials urging the revival of police reform legislation. And because it kind of stalled out prior to, I guess, last year's election. But there's different calls for Congress to address police reform to revisit the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act. Because that, while it passed the House, never is stalled out in the Senate.
Right.
And so that bill included bans on chokeholds, bans on no-knock warrants for all federal law enforcement agencies, a national registry of police abuses, and it made the process easier to sue and prosecute officers.
It's never going to happen.
I know. But it all seems reasonable, right? It all seems not insane asks for change. What would you say?
I just find it hard to believe that individual police departments are going to take the dictates from the federal government. It's going to all come back to states' rights.
Well, and that's what happened, yeah. Right? So the bill was stalled in the Senate because Republicans in the Senate saying that federal mandates were not the answer. They proposed a softer approach at the time, like giving incentives to state and local police departments to enact their own reforms. But it's, you know, some of the reforms I saw that's, you know, the body cams were on.
Right. And these...
Did body cams do anything?
No. Except give proof of what happened. And as we said a little bit earlier in the show, these five officers were only on the force, from what I saw yesterday, from 2 to 5 years. So whatever new training has begun or began 10 years ago, they should have been part of those classes.
Yeah. But... I mean, the truth is, as we add this to the list of popular legislation that is not moving, because as of 2022, so this is from Gallup, which is similar to Pew Research, so it's a lot of polling and public opinion. So half of Americans support major police reform, which I was actually kind of surprised by.
I am too.
So half support major reform, 39% agree with minor changes, and then only 11% say no changes needed. So clearly public opinion is in the favor of this isn't working.
Right.
And obviously the racial breakdown, you see a disparity, not even that huge though. I mean, even as white adults, only 44% believe that there major changes need to happen and 43% believe minor changes need to happen, with only 13% say none. And, you know, so the different in this, the different proposals that two-thirds of people support include requiring officers to have good relations with the community, changing management practices so officers with multiple incidents of abuse of power are not allowed to serve. That seems like an obvious one to me. Changing management practices so officer abuses are punished, promoting community-based alternatives such as violence intervention, ending stop and frisk, changing legal practices so that police officers face legal action for abuse of power or unnecessary harm. So those, all of those, two-thirds of Americans can get behind. And then for the policies that are more mixed, where roughly 4 in 10 Americans favor, include eliminating police unions, eliminating officer enforcement of nonviolent crimes, so traffic violations, sleeping in public, loitering, substance possession, which again, how does a traffic stop end like this?
It shouldn't. But again, I don't want there to be more reckless driving. We have enough. And it's getting worse. So preventing police from stopping reckless drivers, I don't think is a good idea. I just don't. Not that you should end up dead, but you also shouldn't be blowing through red lights and crashing into light poles and killing innocent motorists and pedestrians.
No, well, it's hard because that is a different scenario than what happened here, right? Like, this was a situation where there is no proof that he was driving recklessly.
Right.
And this still ended up like this.
But I do hear this, you know, cops shouldn't be involved in policing traffic. Well, then who's going to do it? Who's going to stop these people from blasting through intersections? Going 80 miles an hour.
I
have citizen arrests. That's not going to work.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. But the third one in that group was removing military weapons and equipment from police forces, which I also agree with as far as I don't know why they need military-grade
weapons.
Equipment. But then the proposals that don't have a ton of support is reducing the budget of police departments and shifting the money to social programs, abolishing police departments entirely, and providing only non-lethal weapons to police forces, which in other countries, they do that. Like in France, the average cop doesn't just carry a firearm that can kill you. They carry like things that it can hurt you.
Probably stun guns and stuff
stun
like
guns,
tasers.
But it's also, it's like these like pellet guns where if you get one to the face, it'll blind you. But if you get a bullet to the face, you are dead. So, you know, like you said, I don't know if this will actually lead to anything. It seems like no one is defending this video. Maybe Jesse Waters is the only person I saw say anything that was like, of course you said that. He said something along those lines. Well, I didn't see anything lethal.
Or death blow. He didn't see a death blow. And then some others on that same network were blaming the police chief.
Saying what?
That this is what happens when a woman is in charge and then discipline isn't maintained. Kind of aspersions like that.
I mean,
is that surprising?
No. It's just... Now, that's like a totally different topic to go down. It's like they sit around in a room. They're like, what is the most off-base colored comment you think we could get away with? Like, it feels like they take bets with each other of what they're going to say and how it's going to, like, how far they can push the envelope from common decency and logic and be like, I'll get away with it. Watch. Well,
I don't think you're far off. I think they have meetings with their producers and they literally throw things at the wall to see what they can make stick and outrage people the most. There is a science to what they do, and outrage sells, and outrage makes you money. And so I'm sure they have very specific planning meetings for how they will address and how they will frame certain stories to work the most to their advantage.
You're probably right. I mean, it's like this exists in more ways than just the power of Fox News. As far as I see it on social media a fair amount, there's just, I actually saw it as if for something as stupid as like makeup influencers and the drama that fuels them. So this started with YouTube. We're really off topic, but as far as just the attention competition for eyeballs of you're constantly needing to feed the content machine.
New clicks.
Get new clicks to get people interested, to get people talking. Even on the like micro level of individual influencers and content creators who say things that they don't believe in just to get the engagement and the hate comments and the sharing. Can you believe this person said that?
Yes.
Blah, blah, blah. And like we fall prey. And I feel less, whatever, the people who are on TikTok or whatever, it's just so dangerous at the level of Fox because there's so many people who believe it that, and then use those exact same talking points and take them to their dinner table.
Right.
But for the most part, like in the different newsletters and everything that I was reading as far as that tries to show both sides, like one of the newsletters I subscribe to is called The Flip Side. And even in that one, both left and right were like, this is horrendous. So we're going to wrap this up and probably end this conversation here and move on to some more fun things, including in the third hour. Speaking of a ridiculous thing that was said on that network, we're bringing back the Eminem conversation because Washington Post, well, one, turns out we were all duped. And two, there's an unbelievable satire that was written about it that I'm going to do a dramatic reading of. But that's not till the third hour, so you got to stick around until then. For now, we're going to talk Super Bowl when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hump Day equals Hump Day. Greg Bach Day.
It is. It is. Put that on your tombstone.
Oh, yeah.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Yes. You've just convinced me towards a burial service now. That's it.
Was it cremation before? Was that your go-to?
Viking funeral.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Always on the Civic Media app.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
What is dadication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dadication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. A wind chill advisory continues until 10 a.m. this morning. Lows around 12 below. Overnight, under clear skies, winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 10 above. Lows dip down to about 5 above tomorrow night. Partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 2 below.
Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Let's lighten it up, shall we? That was a pretty heavy first hour to start the week with, but it felt like it felt irresponsible to not spend some time talking about it.
Absolutely.
But I'm not sure. I don't know where we go from here. But in a happier world, the Super Bowl is set. We're still not in it. We're still not in the Super Bowl.
Yay.
But that is okay. I mean, I think watching Rihanna do the halftime show will be my Super Bowl, because this is the first time that she's performing live in 5 years. I think there's a lot of people who are very— you're not a Rihanna fan?
Whatever.
What?
It's fine.
Who would you get excited about?
Pink.
I do like Pink too.
That would excite me.
Why? Rihanna does nothing?
The only song I know of hers is Umbrella, and I think it's— I don't like it.
That's the only song in like 20 years that you know by her?
Yeah.
We're going to play some Rihanna. I'm going to start with sending you Rihanna music for bumper music.
Okay.
And we'll get you into it. Umbrella is definitely not my— of her canon, not high on that list, but I do.
I mean, I like the sentiment of the song. Come under my umbrella and I'll watch over you and all that stuff. That's lovely. I just— the Umbrella Ella thing, I think, led many people to misspell the word umbrella.
All right. Well, the Philadelphia Eagles will face off against the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl. And I also was looking at this morning, and I realized, I was like, I think the numerals are getting too high. I definitely had to copy and paste LVII and be like, what is this? Then it's 57.
Yeah, the Roman numerals are just a little cumbersome.
How many people do you think naturally can just, like, because they've studied Roman numerals enough, can look at any Roman numeral combination and be like, yep, I know what that is?
There are like 10.
You think so?
Yeah.
Because I was like, am I an idiot for having to look this up?
Oh gosh, I wouldn't be able to do that either.
Because the L is 5? Because it's LV.
V is 5.
But it's 57. So it's the L has to be the 50, except whatever the 50 number, because then the 5 and the 2 I's equals the 7. Right? And so this is where my mind went this morning. I was like, wait, what does the L stand for? And why does this tell me that it's 50? If only because you get used to it once a year, each year the Super Bowl comes, is like the only standard time that we see numerals over 6, unless you just have a college outline that is insane.
Roman numeral system only has 7 symbols.
So what's the L?
L is 50.
Oh, it is 50.
L is 50, X is 10, V is 5, C is 100, D is 500, M is 1,000.
So 49... would have been like 4 X's?
Yeah. 4 X's and a 5 and a 1. We are the wrong show to try and figure this out.
But that's okay. We need a palate cleanser from the first hour, well, so I'm fine with this.
Okay. Watch Jane and Kristen do really bad math.
Do really bad Roman numeral math.
Yeah, great. Best of for next year.
Well, yesterday, I mean, this is for sports fans, but I feel like you'll appreciate this because this is... So the Eagles beat the 49ers 31-7, but it, like, the 49ers basically had no quarterback. So I wasn't watching the game. We had gotten back from the Dells. I was getting some work done ready for today. And I go downstairs, I'm like, wait, why is this such a blowout? So their original first-string quarterback was hurt. So then Jimmy Garoppolo, prettiest man in the NFL, was playing. Then he was hurt. So then the third string quarterback, who's a rookie and who was playing really well, Joe Purdy, then he got hurt in yesterday's game.
Oh, my.
So there was one more guy who then got hurt. So then Joe Purdy was going back in, even though he had, like, nerve damage in his elbow. So he couldn't even hold on to the ball. So it was just, it was not necessarily the NFC Championship that kept people on their toes. Versus the Kansas City, Cincinnati Bengals game, which came down to a single field goal with 3 seconds left on the clock, which was a much more fun game to watch. But unfortunately, Joseph, that means Joseph Burrow is going home instead of having a repeat of making it back to the Super Bowl. But now we have a week off. There's a Pro Bowl this weekend, and then we'll have the Super Bowl 2 weeks from yesterday with Rihanna, with the Eagles. Do you have any skin? Will you watch? Do you even watch the Super Bowl? If like the Packers aren't in it, which hasn't happened in over 10 years?
I mean, I'll have it on, but it's really just background.
Do you get excited for the commercials?
But you can see all the commercials ahead of time now online. It used to be a thing. It used to be an event where you would wait to watch the Super Bowl because that's when they displayed their new ads. And now you can see them a week ahead of time. So you don't even have to tune in if you want, if that's your only thing.
And they'll be distributed and shared, which ones were the best ones.
Absolutely.
I'm sure I can guarantee you right now, we will probably do a segment the Monday after the Super Bowl talking about the commercials.
The best commercials. Of course we will. But again, we could do it the Friday before the Super Bowl.
It's just interesting. Yes, I guess we could. Not all of them. They don't release. Think about the entire game. They don't release. They release some of the biggest ones.
The big ones, yes.
But it'll be interesting because I feel like last year, crypto had such a big presence.
Yes.
In the commercials.
And like, how many of those are left?
Yes. Because I'm pretty sure the one with Larry David, where it was him doing his Larry David thing of being very skeptical about stuff, and it was like throughout time, him being the guy in the meeting saying, I don't know about that.
Right.
I don't like it. And then obviously that thing goes on to be very, very successful. And it was for FTX, which is now, oh, what a year, a difference. And so I'm trying to think of what will replace crypto. Well, one, I'm willing to bet that we won't see crypto at all. I don't think it's been a good enough year to be.
Nobody's going to be shouting things from the rooftops, that's for sure.
I'm trying to think, what would be like the newest industry that could potentially make? I think last year was also when Uber Eats had the commercial with like Trevor Noah eating pencils and stuff and no one got it. Do you remember that one?
I don't.
So it was basically trying to promote Uber Eats that they deliver more stuff besides food. So they can like pick you up stuff from Walgreens or I don't know, like stuff for your house. And so the commercial was like him and I think maybe Leslie Jones was also in it and a variety of different celebrities and they were eating like inanimate, like non-edible things. And everyone was like, what's happening?
What? Why is this funny?
But we're still talking about it a year later. I'm trying to think of what else stuck out from last year. Let us know. What stuck out from commercials last year that a year later you can still remember? I just listed a couple. I'm trying to think of anything else. 844-967-2789. When we come back, a conversation around the Wisconsin Supreme Court. We're 3 weeks away from the primary, so we're going to talk about it. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
It makes me smile, and you have a piano, but if you play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Sync Radio, Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
The
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.